And I worked my way up and got my license, and then they gave me a shot at running a boat, and then I went to work for a company called Madison Coal and Supply Company. Mm-hmm. And worked for those folks, and that's where I met Nelson and Charles Jones, two of the, as far as I'm concerned, two of the greatest friends to the river industry there is. So anyways, then that's when I started running boats, and I never turned down an extra day or an extra hour or nothing to be on a boat, and especially if it was going somewhere where I hadn't seen.
Right.
I had to go.
Yeah.
And then that was probably one of the best things that ever happened to me, was working for the Jones family, because they had operated and owned boats, their family, since the 1800s, and they had paddle wheel boats. And they owned old paddle wheel boats that they completely restored to their original beauty. And we pushed barges with them. So I got to run paddle wheel boats that pushed barges. And I was even, then that's when the history part of it right. entered into my life. And started running old boats that they had restored, and they pushed barges. And so that's where that started. And then I left there and went to work for a company called Ohio River Company. Go ahead, what was you going to ask?
I was just going to ask why they would restore these historic boats. I mean, was it?
It's interesting that you ask that, because I asked them the same thing. I said, you know, pretty wealthy people, right? I mean, they owned a towboat company.
Right.
Or they were coal operators, is what they were. They owned and operated mines way back into the 1800s. Their family did. And they were some of the first. Amherst Mining was a huge company, and they could afford any boat they wanted, you know. And I asked Nelson Jones one time, and we were on one of these paddle wheel boats chugging down the river, barely making it, you know, or at least I felt like it was. And he said, "Oh, don't you love this?" And I said, "Well, Nelson, I don't know. I mean, I like it. I really like it." I said, "But you know, you're a man of means. Why spend $1 million on this little old boat that, you know?"
Right.
He said, "I want one of a kind. This is the Mona Lisa of the boats. Nobody can own another one of these, because there aren't any more. Mm-hmm. This is the last one."
Yeah.
And he had about two or three of the last ones. And he restored all of them back to their original beauty. And they were... they were fantastic.
Wow,
they was really cool. And I'm very fortunate to get to... And we would take those little paddle wheel boats in modern times, right? We're just talking about the 80s or 90s.
Right.
And we would go up rivers that weren't technically as navigable. And we would take construction equipment up into these little streams upstream 20, 30 miles, mm-hmm. up these non-navigable rivers, and fix water intakes at little places that couldn't get water type infrastructure assistance. And so we did a lot of that stuff.
So these little boats could kind of fit.
Were only 3 feet in draft. They only drew 3 feet of water.
Right. So
if you had four more feet, you were good.
Yeah. Okay.
So it was an interesting concept, and it was perfect for up there in Appalachia, in the hills of Appalachia. So we did that. And then I towed, you know, large tows and large boats that they had, 6,000 horsepower boats, and did all that with them. And then left them and went to work for a High River company, which was Midland at the time, and got the taste of that's when my posting, what I was posted to run, I posted up on the entire High River with 978, 82 miles, whatever it is, from Pittsburgh all the way to Cairo. And then the other, the Monongahela River and the Kanawha River, Big Sandy River, and a bunch of the rivers that aren't navigable, which were all included in that. And then things got weird there. Things got odd. The business was getting strange. They went up for sale. And right before they sold, I went to work for a company called MIMCO Barge Line, and worked for those folks in Catlettsburg Harbor, because my life had changed. I had a son at that time, who's now 22. So 22 years ago, he was born, and I wanted to be home. So I went to work for MIMCO and worked in a fleet right there back in Catlettsburg again, mm-hmm. working at a coal dock that loaded barges and send fuel and a bunch of other stuff. And so I was home every night. And
so what kind of work would you do during the day where you could get back home?
I worked 12 hours on and 12 hours off, and we loaded coal barges, a chute that filled up coal barges, and did that for 12 hours, and then I would go home, sleep 7-8 hours and have a few hours with the family and back to work on a boat. So it was, and I got 7 days off a month in a row.
Okay.
So it was like 14 and 7.
Yeah.
And then off, more 14 and then 7. 7 nights, 7 days, 7 off. Then 7 nights, 7 days, 7 off.